Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Jeff Phelps, Sandy Paskin. Meredith is taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Dan Menigan, our buddy, standing to my right. So we have some Belichick thoughts coming up in a second. I think there's a fascinating storyline going on with Bill. But Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, was just with us. I asked him about Super Bowl. Other than, let's say, Kansas City, Detroit, the number one seeds in each conference, and I even took out Buffalo and Philadelphia, the number two seeds in each conference. Anybody? And he said, nope. But if I had to pick one, it would be Baltimore, who could get to and win the Super Bowl. Third seed in the AFC. And he said, honestly, Kansas City. And if you think Kansas City's getting knocked out, then Detroit. Is it that simple, guys? The number one seed, the team to beat in this? Or are Kansas City and Detroit head and shoulders above everybody else?
I don't know that I feel that way in the AFC. Dan, I'm interested in what you have to say on this, too. I just think I like Buffalo. I'm still feeling good about Buffalo right now. Going into this thing, I think the win during the regular season over Kansas City, I thought was gigantic. I think the AFC side is, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like the AFC side feels a lot more open than the NFC side. I think it's the Lions on the other side, which is crazy because I mean, Detroit and Super Bowl are two words that just haven't gone together.
See, the only thing with the Lions that scares me is how banged up
their defense is. Yeah.
That defense is so banged up. And it's the other thing with the Bills is I wonder how healthy the spine of that defense is because they were losing linebackers and safeties left and right. This kind of has turned into, okay, who is the healthiest? Kansas City seems to have, dodged that the most, but their offense has just been so clunky that I kind of wonder if, I know it's Mahomes and I know it's okay, Mahomes in the playoffs, here's the ball, buddy, go figure it out. Baltimore makes a lot of sense because it seems like their defense may have turned the corner a little bit, that they've started playing better. They were one of the worst defenses in football for a period of time, and mm-hmm. Roquan Smith was having a horrible year. And it seems like they may have finally turned the corner. I don't know.
Is anybody concerned about Mahomes' ankle still? I mean, he hurt it here.
Probably not. They've had, they'll have the bye week and everything else.
He got an extra week.
You know what I'm concerned about more than anything else with Kansas City is – I think Rashee Rice went out with the injury early in the season. They have Xavier Worthy, but they've been throwing veteran skill position guys onto that team this year. They brought in DeAndre Hopkins, right? They had Hollywood Brown, who got injured early. He's come back. Bring in Kareem Hunt. Isaiah Pacheco's coming back, and it's been back. I wonder if they have the skill position talent to give Mahomes the chance to thrive. And Travis Kelce is still a terrific tight end, but not quite the threat that he was. He's not getting downfield. He's not getting a whole lot of yards after catch these days. I just wonder if that's an issue for Kansas City when you get into a game where you're going to need somebody to make some big plays. Or does DeAndre Hopkins turn the clock back, for the night? Juju Smith-Schuster, Travis. That's the only concern I would have about Kansas City because I think the Chiefs are the team to beat. And I like Buffalo, but I still think the Chiefs are the team to beat.
I want to see Kansas City before I make that call. And the only reason I say that is because I wonder if they've treated Travis Kelce this season like the...
Like you're going to unveil him here in the playoffs and here... Okay, now you're
right.
Good.
Like the old car.
You here, now go.
You only pull out the 1960s car when it's nice outside and it's above over 75 degrees and the sun is out and there is no chance of rain whatsoever. Like, I partially wonder if that's Travis Kelce, where they're like, all right,
Patriots could be.
I don't disagree with that either, right?
For years with Gronkowski, where they would just be like, all right, it's playoff time. Let's take the Corvette out. Same thing with Kelce. I wonder if we'll see the same thing.
And I think that could be. I really do.
Who's your next look, though? I mean, is it Baltimore? Like I feel
it's
like
Buffalo.
I like Buffalo just straight out. But Kansas City is the team until they're not. I also think Baltimore is sitting there in a great spot too.
I think the Chargers are going to knock out Houston.
Okay, I'll buy that.
And I also
although they're only 3-point favorites.
And I think Baltimore wins over Pittsburgh in the AFC. I think Buffalo beats Denver. I think those are pretty straightforward.
Do you not like Philly at home?
I would take Philly.
Yeah. I would too.
I think Washington's going to upset Tampa. That's going to be a fun game to watch, though.
I don't think so. I think Tampa's going to win that game.
We'll see.
A
lot of points in that game.
We'll see about that. Yep. And
Baker's going to throw that thing on his back. They are going to win. That game's at home, too. They're going to win.
I think the Rams have a chance to knock off Minnesota. You know, Minnesota's the fifth seed. The Rams are the fourth. But Minnesota, clearly the better record.
It's in Los Angeles, though.
That doesn't matter.
Maybe in Los Angeles.
Hopefully it's in L.A.
Yeah, that's true. But like Nick said, does that really matter? It's L.A. We're talking about L.A. where they just, unless you're the Lakers, right? Does anyone care?
Yeah, and the Rams certainly more of a home team there than the Chargers. But that's, I think they have a chance to knock them off. Rams have been playing pretty well late, it seems. And I wonder about the Vikings. I wonder about the blueprint that Detroit showed everybody about Minnesota.
Well, it's pressure
Sam Darnold exactly. Like crazy.
And they got a dude in Jared Verse, which if you have not watched the edge rusher Jared Verse for the Rams, you need to. He's a rookie, but it is speed, it is power. He's really high on all those pressure rate stats. It makes me wonder if next year he's one of those guys to keep an eye on if you're looking for like sack title guys and that stuff. That dude can flat out play. He's good.
We'll have a lot of NFL playoff talk next week, obviously, as the games get going this weekend and continue all weekend long. NFL team supposedly inquiring about Bill Belichick.
Yes.
The coach of your North Carolina Tar Heels.
Of course, yes. We're all Tar Heel fans now, yes.
Is there any way Bill says, thanks, NC, I'm out of here. I resign as HC of the UNC?
Yes.
Do you think so? Really?
Would you put it past him? Especially if it's only $1 million buyout after June 1st?
I would. I'd be really surprised if he walks away from that gig. Tom Brady apparently has reached out, talked to him about the Raiders gig. I would be surprised. And the only reason I say that is this. He took the UNC job before things really heated up with all of the NFL searches because some of the NFL stuff... A couple of gigs were open, and he wasn't getting any looks. And UNC, that worked. He took the job because he wants to coach again.
Right.
He can go there and reinvent himself, have some fun for a few years.
I want you to take that word.
Fun for Bill is coaching football.
Fun and Bill together.
Bill is coaching football. And he can sail off into the sunset whenever he wants, probably. I would assume that he gets a minimum of 3 years at UNC, even if it doesn't go well. Carolina's going to give him 3 years.
Oh.
And I would think he enjoys himself, he's coaching football, blah, 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 blah. And I think it would be a really dirty pool, although we've seen it time and time again in college sports, where a coach, you came in, before you ever even coach a game, you're going to leave after these kids transferred to come play for you. I know college sports isn't what it used to be, and that's a naive and quaint thought by me.
I'm still, but the buyout is just interesting. Stunned. Didn't you think the buyout was interesting?
$10 million now and $1 million later on this summer.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to walk away in June, right before the season starts? I would just be surprised if he steps away. What do you think?
Would I be surprised? No. Will he? I don't think he's going to.
If you're an NFL team, do you want him?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Even though the way it stumbled to the finish line in New England. Because it did.
The only reason... The struggle to go back to the NFL, I think, is what the struggles were for him last year, is that if he comes in, he wants total autonomy. He wants the whole thing. You know, you got to give everything to him if you want to. And so it's like, what NFL owner says, here's my billion-dollar franchise, multi-billion-dollar, oh, it's yours. I think that's a hard pill for those guys to swallow. And Robert Kraft did it for years. Because he reaped the benefits of the whole thing. And then look how quick he turned. on Mayo. That didn't take long at all.
That's the one thing about Bill here. If he goes to the NFL, he's going to want to run the whole show.
Absolutely.
And it didn't end well in New England. I wonder about that. We will see, won't we? We will see. Andy has something that's been
I can't wait to talk
chewing
about
on
this.
His mind for a couple of days. Daryl Ryder's coming up at noon. What's been chewing on Andy's brain coming up next? It involves
anti-tanking. How's that sound?
On Baskin and Phelps.